Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Craig Berry, for the last time. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for being on.
Well, thank you, Coltrane. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, Mayor Berry, before we get to everything that you've accumulated over the last 12 years as being the city of Jefferson's mayor, let's specifically talk about the 2019 kind of projects and progress that you were able to kind of help lead along here in your final year of being mayor. Can you kind of go back and just recap some of the bigger highlights from the 2019 year?
I think, Coltrane, the biggest highlight is the work we've done with housing. That was the number one priority stated by the council when we came up with that. I believe right now we have upwards of 18 units going up in town right now, and once the middle school gets moved out to the high school, that will open that up. We have someone who's very interested in there, and that's probably another 24, 25 units. So the housing is coming right along.
And it seems like it all came along in just this one year. I mean, it's been an ongoing issue for several years, but did you think at the start of the 2019 year you would have as many, as you pointed out, 18 units all coming in this year alone?
I didn't think there would be that many. I knew we would have a few, but this is outstanding. I thought maybe we would have 5 to 8, and what we've got now is great.
And kind of tagging along with housing, what are some other kind of major projects that you saw over the 2019 year?
We're doing work. I know that they've done some work out at the airport, which is, there's no city money in that. That's all FFA funded 100%. With the new high school going up, that's looking great out there now. And of course, part of the bond issue that we did is going to be running a sidewalk out there, besides having a sidewalk out to Greenwood, and then they're talking of redoing the sidewalk at Diamondback Park.
Right. So another kind of a new aspect and kind of a breaking ground aspect, if you will, for the state is having a high-level tech company like Accenture basing one of their offices here in Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Well, I think it's good. It shows that the tech companies want to invest not just Jefferson or rural Iowa, but in rural America. I think we've set a precedent throughout the whole nation and the world of what's coming.
And for that alone, I mean, if you had to pick a end of your mayoral career, as essentially, this was a pretty good year to go out on, I would guess.
We've done quite a bit. Yeah, it's coming right along. It's looking good. The Forge, once they get up and running completely, it's going to be great. There will be families moving into Jefferson and probably younger families than I am.
So let's talk a little bit about what you kind of expect for 2020 then. I know you'll have to kind of look at it from the sidelines a little bit. You won't be in your mayoral seat there, but tell us a little bit about what you expect to see on the horizon.
Well, I expect to see some increased activity with the Forge. Outside the Forge, it might be a couple other businesses coming. I can see the Nate Adams crew, which are the ones that are looking at the middle school, maybe starting on those apartments. The new restaurant / pub is going to be on the corner of Chestnut and State Street, and it's going to be tagging into a lot of other stuff. I'm looking also like Angie's Tea Garden. The city will be hopefully done with what we have to do with it, and then we can give it over to that ladies' consortium.
Now, let's kind of recap your career as mayor. You put in 12 years. That's kind of a long time. Did you think when you started your first campaign 12 years ago, you would go 3 terms as mayor?
I didn't know if I was gonna go 3. I thought maybe just 2. The third term I wanted to get in because there were some things I didn't accomplish in the first 2. Just because financially the city wasn't in a position to fund things then. So that's why I went for the third term.
And do you feel like you've accomplished those here in your third term, those goals?
Yes, and more. You've got to look for opportunities. You can't just sit on your butt at a council meeting and not do anything. You've got to be out and active and look for opportunities. We've got a great administrative staff now with the city that goes out and does stuff like that. But I think as council people and mayors, you can't just sit, let people come to you. You have to go out and go get them.
Well, let's talk about some of those big things that stand out in your mind over those 12 years. What would you have to say as, you know, if you had to make a list, what are some of the major things that stand out in your mind as your tenure as mayor?
I think one of the biggest thing when I started was the safety aspect of not having the overpass over the railroad. That was one of the first things we got accomplished. Of course, there's been other things such as getting Hy-Vee in here, the casino, cobblestone, streetscape, getting Main Street started. Jefferson Matters Main Street has been a very large boon for us. The city also helped with getting the Welcome Center in here. We've done some work with the bell tower and getting that up to its full contingent of bells. Just all sorts of stuff. I mean, we've just been a progressive community, and hopefully we can stay on the same path.
Now, you were also played a role on the city council for 19 years, so be safe in saying about half your lifetime you've been a public servant, more or less. What has given you the determination, the motivation to do all those years as a public servant?
It's just something I wanted to do. I felt like I should do. When I was on the council, I thought, well, we'd get some stuff accomplished, and maybe my kids would stay here and not move away like all the other kids, but they did. They moved away. But I think Jefferson deserves something better than decrepit buildings and bad streets, sewer, water, that stuff.
After all this is over, Mayor Barry, what's next for you?
What's next for me?
Yeah, at the end of the year, what's next for the chapter of Craig Barry?
I have been asked and accepted the position of co-youth leader down at the Methodist Church. Also, they've been talking to me about being a greeter at the bell tower during their summer hours, which ought to be a blast. Other than that, yeah, I've got people asking me to do things, but I get to pick and choose now. Whereas mayor, I felt it was necessary for me to go to those things.
Kind of maybe slow down, maybe even ramp it up, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll see what's going on, though. So.
Well, and another thing that was pointed out, that you've kind of played a role in getting RAGBRAI to show up here two times in your 12 years.
Yes, I was the one who sent the application in for both of them, both in 2008 and 2018. Yeah, I pushed them a little bit to get them here, and I think we had a good time. Another thing is the market-to-market relay. Right. I was personally involved with those people in getting them here, and they've been here 7 years now, I believe, and then this next year will be the 8th year.
Any final thoughts you want to leave us with, Mayor Barry? Any words of wisdom to pass along to your Matt Gordon, who will take over mayor next year?
Well, I think Matt is going to have to keep on his toes, because there are opportunities that show up that if you're not ready for them and you sit back, you need to be jumping on stuff. And I mean everything that shows up.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson mayor for the final time is Mayor Craig Barry joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.